All right, so hello. So directly from Orovelo, I'm interviewing today for Oroville Radio, Dr. Uni Karunakara, International President of Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, from 2010 to 2013. So hello, Uni, and thank you for giving us some time.
My pleasure. Yeah, I'm very happy to be here.
Okay, I'm happy too. All right, so actually, the first question I have would be, could you tell us in a few words about yourself, your path as a doctor, as a humanitarian person, as, accomplishment you've done with Doctors Without Borders and everything, like in a few words?
So I'm a doctor from India. And when I finished my medical studies, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I was studying to be a radiologist, but then I decided at some point that I actually wanted to practice medicine in a different way, something that addressed some fundamental problems of health rather than very specific problems of illness and disease, because I believe that as doctors, we have the responsibility of preventing disease mm-hmm. rather than just treating disease. Mm-hmm. So that's what public health is all about. So I studied public health and I started working with Doctors Without Borders. And in 1995, I went to Ethiopia to set up a tuberculosis program for Somali people living in Ethiopia. So that's how it started. And then I worked in many, many countries. Then for the last 3 years, I was president of the organization. Mm-hmm. So very quickly, that's been my career. And it's not easy work. It's challenging. But also, you travel a lot. You get to meet people from different countries, different cultures. Even though the work can be difficult, it's mm-hmm. also very fulfilling. It's also, yeah. I feel, very important work, because in many of the places where we work, there is no one else providing healthcare.
Your venue is really important, and also, it's like it opens your mind too to actually discover all these cultures and how they deal with health also. And
I think the important thing about Doctors Without Borders is it's a medical humanitarian organization. So basically what that means is we believe that any individual, no matter what their religion, no matter what their politics, no matter their caste, no matter their gender, they deserve a life of dignity, mm-hmm. right? And as medical humanitarians, we also believe that they deserve health care.
Yeah.
So that's why doctors from more than 100 countries, doctors, nurses, psychologists, and also engineers, lawyers, accountants, they all come together to make the delivery of healthcare possible. Mm-hmm. And they all come together to provide healthcare to people who are affected by conflict, people who are affected by natural disasters, people who are in some cases affected by epidemics, like HIV/AIDS, like Ebola, like Kala-Azar. Mm-hmm. And also, unfortunately, in many places, there are people who are neglected because mm-hmm. of their religion or because of their political beliefs. They don't have access to healthcare. Even in India, there are many populations, especially some tribal populations, etc.
Of course, even in America. I come from France, and one of the best things we have in France is the social security. And when you're sick, you go in a hospital, they don't ask for money first, they just cure you. That's how it is. And so I think it's beautiful what you're doing. And yeah, even in America, which is a country that you would think everybody would have, healthcare, yeah. it's quite difficult.
Yes, absolutely. And there are many people who are, because health is not a right in the U.S.
No, it's
so
not.
So as a result,
rich people who get...
And we also know that, I read somewhere that 2-3 years ago, 60% of the people who filed for bankruptcy, people who had said they, I have no more money, did so because of healthcare costs. They just couldn't afford, they have a cancer or they have an accident, and suddenly
it's crazy.
They spend all their savings and all their money. So that's particularly an issue. But we focus on people who live in very remote parts of the world, very neglected parts mm-hmm. of the world, who suffer from diseases for which there is no good treatment. Mm. So these are the
water.
These are the issues that we focus on. Mm-hmm. Of course, in many places, water is important. To especially, for example, in Haiti, after the earthquake, there was a big cholera outbreak.
Oh,
so
Haiti
providing clean water is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So this is and we've been doing this for 42 years. Where MSF was founded. Doctors Without Borders was founded in 1971.
Co-founder Bernard Kouchner and
Other doctors.
Other he was doctors, one of a group of doctors. Yeah,
he was one of many founders,
mm-hmm.
and a group of doctors mm-hmm. and journalists. A group of doctors and journalists who founded Médecins Sans Frontières.
Yeah, it's important to point that. And can you tell us about Unicycle?
Yeah. So my name is Uni, so that's why I call it Unicycles. I'm basically completing a journey that I started 25 years ago. So 25 years ago, when I was living here in Bangalore, I cycled from Delhi to Shimla to Manali to Leh and then to Srinagar and back to Delhi. So about 2,000 kilometers. And very high, you know, in the Himalayas.
Yeah.
At that time, I wanted to cycle all the way to Kanyakumari. And I picked up an infection, and so a hepatitis A. So I was sick for 2 months.
Oh.
After that, I had to go back to university. I had to study. And then, you know, life. Basically, I was very busy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, after I stepped down, as I finished my term as president of Médecins Sans Frontières, so I thought I'll take some time and travel the country. And also, I'm coming back to live in India after 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought this would be a great way to see the country.
Okay, but I read that you also go and talk to medical students in colleges, like in 10 or 20 colleges. 10 colleges, and so what do you want to teach them through, like, what you're doing with Unicycle is also because there is a donation which you're going to give to the Médecins Sans Frontières.
Yeah.
So and what do you teach to those students?
Well, I'm not really teaching as much as sharing my experience because I remember how I was inspired as a medical student. I remember in 1984-85 hearing about these French doctors who went to Ethiopia to provide healthcare because there was a famine in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember hearing that on the radio when I was a medical student. I remember reading about, again, humanitarian work that was being done by Doctors Without Borders in a Time magazine article. So it was, even when I was a medical student in the 80s, I wanted to work for Doctors Without Borders. So there are sometimes certain things you read, certain people you meet inspire you to do certain things. And for me, what I want to do is share my experience, to tell people about how I made my own decisions. But also I hope that by doing that, that some students will be motivated to practice medicine in a different way. Practice humanitarian medicine.
At least in a part of their life.
Yes, and I don't mean that they have to join Doctors Without Borders.
Mm-hmm. It's not like an advertising.
Yeah. They don't have to get on a plane and go to Africa. But in India itself, there's a lot of needs. So, but the most important thing about being a humanitarian is to be aware of what is going on.
I was going to say that word.
And be willing to do something about it. Because very often now, doctors just give a prescription and that's it, finished.
Yeah.
So I think being a humanitarian, I think, also involves being understanding the situation in which people live in and be willing. I mean, a realization that the environment impacts health. The policies we make impact health. The economics impact health. The politics impact health. All these factors have more impact on health than medicine itself. Medicine is at the very end.
I see what you mean. And and it creates some sort of, this awareness makes people understand, and it about the world and probably nourishes their way to cure also, because it's good for their own knowledge, probably.
Exactly. So like I said, it's more the idea is to share information rather than to teach.
Okay. I need to focus a little bit on Auroville. So what is the purpose of your coming in Auroville specifically?
So my girlfriend and I, we passed through Pondicherry, and Pondicherry has one of the best medical institutions in the country. So we have friends who live in Auroville, Sean and Meenakshi. Okay. So when they heard that we were passing through Pondicherry, they invited us to come and bike with the kids and meet people in Auroville. Okay. So that's how we came to Auroville.
Okay. And how do you think Auroville could help in the cause you serve? I don't know if it's a question.
Yes, I think not just Auroville.
There's a lot of humanitarian work here.
Exactly. And I have to admit that I'm not aware of all of the work that is going on here. But I think, what is important is I think people who live in Auroville believe in some of the same, they believe that people deserve to live a life of dignity. Mm-hmm. They believe, I suppose, people need to live a healthy life. Mm-hmm. So there's already a shared belief there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But, Aurovillians can contribute in many ways. One is if you have the skills. If you have the skills as a doctor or a nurse, or you can take some time out of your life and go work with Médecins Sans Frontières in many parts around the world, also in India. Mm-hmm. If you don't have very specific skills, you can also support financially. But also, more importantly, the more I travel, I realize some of the policies, some of the laws that are made in India, in Delhi, in Washington, in Brussels, they have huge impact on the lives of people in Africa. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also important that citizens, wherever they live, they really are aware of what their governments are doing. Mm-hmm. That the policies, of course, you want to improve the lives of people in France or in America or in India, mm-hmm. but that should not come at the cost of people, people's lives in other parts of the world.
Okay,
and that's important, and that's only citizens can force their governments to make policies that are more humanitarian.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe, and we'll wrap it up here, about the awareness you were talking about. Do you think like talking to doctors in Auroville would be something interesting, or
perhaps is there a large medical community in Auroville? I wasn't aware. Yeah, but it's not just
there
doctors.
But
it's not just doctors. I think humanitarian work is for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not just you have to be a doctor or a nurse. It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like I said, every citizen has a role to play, because we consider ourselves not just as an organization. Mm. We're not just an organization. We consider ourselves to be a movement.
Yeah, and you are active people on track. You're not in offices.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's important to talk to. I mean, I talk to doctors because as a doctor, my specific mission was to talk to other doctors. But mm-hmm. along the way, I talk to. So, for example, I talk to in medical colleges, but also in 10 cities. We have had discussions in Alliance Française across the country, discussing different issues and showing films about the work that we do. And we've had yesterday at the Alliance Française in Pondicherry, we had a good discussion. Okay. A lot of people showed. So we are talking to the general public as well about the work that we do. And we hope that they will, in their own way, support the work that we do, because it's very important.
It is very important, Doctor. Thank you very much for your time, and I wish you the best for the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you very much, and my pleasure, and thank you for inviting me.
Okay, bye-bye.